2 Samuel chapter 24. 2 Samuel chapter 24. And I'm going to just read verse 12. 2 Samuel 24 and verse 12. It says, "Go and say unto David, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee." Let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your word this morning, and I pray that the word of God would go forth with your power upon it, that it might cause us to think, to consider, and to do the things that you want us to do. Lord, I pray for each person that's here today. Lord, I pray that you would clear from our minds everything that would hinder, everything that would keep us from concentrating on the Word of God. Lord, I pray that you'd give me exactly the words that you want me to preach. And Father, may the Word go forth with your power upon it now. If there's anyone here that does not know you as their Savior, Lord, we ask that your convicting power would rest upon them and that they would be drawn to Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that if there's anyone here that is not in the right situation with you, that, Lord, you would speak to their heart and deal with them. Now, Lord, just remove everything from my mind that would hinder and that would be contrary to me preaching the word of truth today, and have your way. Use me, Lord, as your vessel, and we'll give you glory and we'll praise you for it. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. David had numbered the children of Israel, and he had numbered them without the green light from God. Because of that, God told him, "You're going to have to make a choice." He had to choose one of three things, and believe me, none of them were anything we would want to have to choose. And yet David was told he would have to make a choice. And God said, "I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee." This morning I want to talk to you for a little while about making choices. All of your life is a matter of choice. Life is nothing more, nothing less than a series of choices that you'll make every single day that you live. If you make right choices, then you'll come out on the victory side, on the content side, on the happy side, and on the successful side. If you make bad choices, then you will come out on the unhappy side, on the depressed side, on the failure side of life. I'm not talking about being successful in the eyes of the world. I'm talking about being successful in the eyes of the Lord. You see, God has made us, and he's made us with the ability to choose. He gave us a will, and it's called a free will in the Bible. The word free will is mentioned under the law. And God said, if you want to give something, this is going to be a free will offering. In other words, you can choose freely to do it, or you can choose freely not to do it. And so it was with everyone that God has ever created. He put the first two people in a paradise on earth, Adam and Eve, and then he gave them a will, and then he gave them a choice. And he said, all the trees in the garden that you want to eat off of, you may freely eat. Anyone, you can eat off of it all you want. You can freely eat of these trees, but there's one that you can't eat of. They had a choice to make. Eat of all the rest of them that they could eat off of, or eat off the one that they shouldn't eat off of, and God said you're not to eat off of, and you know what they did? They made the wrong choice. And that wrong choice resulted in all of mankind being plunged into sin and into darkness, coming into this world without God and without hope and without salvation and with a nature and a desire towards sin. You say, well, that's not just, that's not fair. Well, yes, it is, because God sent His Son, who was pure, who was perfect, who was sinless, that made the right choices, that chose to do the right thing, that never chose to do anything wrong, and then He made a choice, and that choice was to drink the cup that God offered Him and to go to the cross and die on the cross for you and for the sins of mankind so we could make a choice. And that choice would be heaven or hell, salvation or staying lost throughout life and throughout eternity. We all have a choice. The Old Testament is a record of choices that man has made. And the record shows you very plainly and very clearly that when you make the wrong choices, it's going to come out wrong for you in life. When you make the right choices, it's going to come out right for you in life. Cain and Abel, the children of Adam and Eve, they both had to make a choice. And the choice was, they had to come and make a sacrifice unto God, and they had to decide what they were going to do. Now, God required a sacrifice to be brought, and Abel brought the right sacrifice. Cain, on the other hand, chose to bring a sacrifice of his own making, of his own doing. God accepted one and rejected the other. A matter of choice. After God accepted Abel's sacrifice, Cain could have gone and got a sacrifice and brought it unto God and could have been accepted, but he chose not to. He made another choice to get rid of the one that had made the right sacrifice. And so he made a choice to kill. And he killed. And if you read the history of Cain in the Bible, you find out that Cain was a miserable man that came from the lineage and is connected with the devil even over into the New Testament. Made the wrong choice. Abel yet speaketh that his sacrifice was accepted of God. He made the right choice. One day Israel was given a choice. In 1 Kings chapter 18, Elijah the prophet went up on the mount and said, "Choose." He says, "How long halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, then follow Him. If Baal be God, then follow him. And the God that answers fire, let Him be God." And you know the story. A choice was presented to the nation of Israel. Who are you going to follow? There was a day when Joshua, after the people had gone into the land, Joshua stood them after the land had been divided up, after those that had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years had died and their offspring went into that land. Joshua said, "Make a choice whom you're going to serve. Either you're going to serve the gods that were on the other side of the flood, or you're going to serve the Lord God. As for me and my family, we're going to serve the Lord." He made the choice, and then he said, "Choose you this day who you're going to serve. You make the choice." You see, we all have choices to make. Your entire life is made of choices. If you consistently make the wrong decisions, you will be one big unhappy mess throughout your life. If you make the right choices, you'll be happy, peaceful, and blessed. I've made a lot of bad choices in my life. But I'm thankful 37 years ago, November the 8th, 1966, I made a choice that helped me to be able to make right choices. And that was, I chose to believe on Jesus Christ and receive Him as my Savior. And that's the best choice I ever made. And up until that point, I wasn't able to make good choices. I made a lot of poor choices and bad decisions, but that changed things in my life. Have you ever made that decision? Have you ever made that choice? I have to go to jail from time to time and talk to people. When I go up to jail, you know what I do? I talk to people that are there because they made the wrong choice. They said, well, you don't know the situation because, you see, I was under the influence of drugs, or I was under the influence of alcohol when I did that thing, and I don't think that I should be held responsible for what I did. I said, wait a minute. Before you took that alcohol, before you took that drink, were you in your right mind? Yes. Then you made a decision. You made a choice. You chose to put something in you that you know would keep you from making the right decisions and wise choices. Now you have to step up to the plate and be responsible for your actions. And you see, today we live in a world where we want everybody to be responsible for the choices and decisions that we have made when we make the wrong ones and the bad ones. Brother, this life is filled up. And it starts young and comes right on through. Bad decisions and choices are made, and then we want somebody else to be held responsible for those choices and those decisions. Now, I want to give you some reasons why bad choices are made in life. I speak as an expert because I've been on both sides of the fence. I mean, when you've been in both worlds, you can speak as an expert. Say, now, I've been in this world of being saved longer than I was in the world when I was lost. But for 24 years of my life, I was lost, dead in my trespasses and sin, wicked and ungodly, making choices that I wanted to make to fulfill the appetites of the flesh. Then I chose Jesus. And that was the best choice.
Amen,
that I ever made. So I'm an expert on bad choices. I'm not an expert on good choices, but I know the choices that need to be made and the decisions that need to be made. But I know this, wrong decisions are made when, number one, you don't consult with God. You'll make the wrong choice, the wrong decision every time when you don't consult with God. Eve didn't talk to God. She talked to the serpent.
Amen.
If she would have talked to God, she would have made the choice that she made. But she didn't talk to God. She talked to the serpent. In 2 Samuel chapter 24, where David has to make a choice of three things, and he doesn't want to choose any of these three things, believe me. You know something? He numbered the children of Israel. He wouldn't have numbered them if he had talked to God about it. But he didn't talk to God. People view decisions in life like a coin toss. Heads I'll do it, tails I won't, and either way it comes out, it can come out bad because you don't talk to God about it. If you're saved, you ought to talk to the Lord about the decisions and choices you make. You ought to find out what He thinks about it, what He says about it, what His Word says about it. Have you ever found out what God says in His book about marriage? I mean, there's a lot of people that rush into marriage. They don't talk to God about it. They don't find out what God has to say about it. Have you ever looked in the Word of God to see what the Bible has to say about making money and having riches and being rich? I mean, that's what 9/10 of the people in this world are going for, being successful and rich and having it easy in life. Did you ever see what God says about that?
Amen.
That'll help you make the right decision. Ever see what God says about serving the Lord? About living for Jesus Christ? You ever see what the Bible says about having a family, raising children, and living a life as an example to children that you brought into this world? How does the choice you make fit into God's will for your life? You know what God's will is for your life. Or is God's will some mystery, some unlocked secret that you have no idea about right now? And you just say, I hear about the will of God, but do you really believe that you're different Do you really believe that you're special? Do you really believe that you're here because God placed you here, or are you just an accident? Is that what you believe, that you just accidentally were brought into this world and then, you know, you're thrown out there on the sea of life to do the best you can? Or do you believe that God had a purpose in you living and coming to this point in your life?
Amen.
You see, I thought before I got saved that, you know, I was just here because somebody decided to have children and brought me into this world. And then I found out that no, I was here because God had a purpose for my life being here.
Amen.
And when I found out what God's purpose for my life being here, what it changed me. Changed me completely. God has a will for you.
Amen.
And for your life. How do the decisions you make fit into God's will for your life? What spiritual impressions do you get from God when you pray about decisions you make? Person says, well, I pray about it, but I still don't know the decisions that I ought to make. I think we all know the right decisions. Sometimes when we have more than one decision to make, there's four or five or six things out there, it gets a little difficult then. But you know, basically, if we're concerned, if we want to do right and do the right thing, we know inside the right decision make. And then we choose. We make a choice. Everyone stands at the fork of life. And life comes up and it forks. Sometimes we stand at the crossroads of life. And there's something before us. We can turn left, we can turn right, or we can go straight. Sometimes it's a fork in the road of life. And we can go this way, or we can go that way.
Amen.
And you know what we do? We all step up to the fork of life. We look down this road, and we look, and we choose.
Right.
Because God made us that way. God with the ability able to choose.
One day I stepped up to the crossroad of life. And in front of me was the cross with Jesus Christ hanging.
Praise the Lord.
To the left was a road that was to the right. Was a road that was not unknown completely. There were some things along that road that I knew about. But I was at a crossroads in my life.
I looked back and I saw nothing but darkness and misery. I saw the cross before me with Jesus Christ hanging there, and then I saw I could go to the left or I could go to the right, and I had a choice to make. On the cross, Jesus dying, paying for my sins, he beckoned, come to me, come to me, and I'll give you life. And there was another beckoning there. Come this way. Come this way. Come this way. Come this way. I stood at the crossroad of life and I made a decision. And the decision was to go with Jesus. We all have to come to the fork of life, the crossroad of life, and make a decision. And sometimes we say, I don't know how. I don't know how to make the decision. I don't know which way to go. We know inside which way to go. It's a matter of will we go that direction. Sometimes we make the bad decisions in life and the bad choices in life because we don't talk to God about it. Then sometimes we make the bad choices and bad decisions in life because we're influenced by what others do. You know, we talk about that as being peer pressure in school. We tell our kids, now don't succumb to peer pressure, but we as adults succumb to peer pressure. We look around and we see everybody else doing a certain thing and we think, well, we have to do it too. No, we've got a choice about it. We can decide not to do it. But sometimes we look around and see what everyone else is doing, and then we make our decision not based upon talking to God about it, but we make our decision based upon what everyone else is doing. The nation of Israel made a bad decision one time by not going into the land.
Yeah.
10 spies said, don't go. 2 spies said, let's go. And they listened to the 10 spies and didn't go. And that was a bad decision that they made. Once they did get into the land, they looked around, and you know what they did? They saw all the other nations, and all the other nations had a human, a physical representation on the earth, a king that was a ruler over them, that governed over them, and they said, we want to be like the other nations. We want to have a king that sits on a throne too, even though God was their king, and they made a choice. They said, we want a physical human king. And they chose to oust God and put on a throne, a physical king. You see, a lot of times we're easily influenced by what others are doing. Don't be afraid to be different if it's what God wants you to be different in.
Amen.
See, out there in the world, everybody wants to be different, and you know, really, they're all the same. They say, I'm going to be different. I'm going to wear my hair a different way. And next thing you know, you look around and everybody's hair is that way. Well, I'm really going to be different. I'm going to let my hair grow down to my shoulder. And you look around, everybody's hair is that way. Well, then I'm going to be different. I'm going to shave my head completely off and be bald. And then you look around, everybody's bald. You know something? The only time it counts to be different is when God says, I want you to step up and do a certain thing. Now, in doing this, you're going to be different, but you're going to be different for me, not for the world.
Wonderful.
There was not any other man like John the Baptist. You know why? He was different. He was different, man. He comes out of the wilderness eating locusts and honey and had a leather girdle on. And man, he was different. He had a different message. But he was different for God. And Jesus said, there's not another man born among women that's greater than this, than John the Baptist. Because he was different for God. Don't be afraid to be different if you have to be different to please God. But don't be different because you're influenced by people around you. What kind of decisions are you making? Why do you make the decisions you make? Is it because you've talked to God about it? Or is it because you've been influenced by what others do? A third reason that causes people to make the wrong decisions in life is because they follow selfish motives. Their motive for what they do is wrong. It's selfish. It's to gain for self. I read a story, and I don't know whether I can really remember it. But it was a man that had a grocery store. And these poor kids used to come in to the grocery store. And they wouldn't have any money. And they would talk to the man that had the grocery store. And he would say, do you have any potatoes at home? And they would say, no, we don't have any potatoes at home. And he would say, well, here's a bag of potatoes. Take it home and have your mama cook you some potatoes. And the boy would say, oh, no, I can't do that because I don't have any money to pay for it. And the man would say, well, do you have any marbles? And he'd say, oh, yeah, I got marbles. And he pulled marbles out. He said, do you have any red marbles? And he said, no, all I have here are green and blue ones. He said, no. But I'll take a red marble. So you get me a red marble. And until you get me the red marble, here's the potatoes. And the boy would take the potatoes. There were 3 boys that this man did that for on a regular basis. These boys all grew up. and the man died, the grocer died. And they had grown up and moved away to other parts of the area. They didn't live in that area anymore. But at the grocer's funeral, three strange men came. One was in a military uniform. One was dressed in a business suit. And the other was dressed casually, but dressed well. And they asked these young men who they were. And they told the story of how this grocer had helped them at different times in life. Each one of those boys brought a red marble to that funeral and put it under the hand of that man. You know something? They had not remembered too much about his life, and what he said, and what he believed. But they remembered what he had done and the things that he had done for them. The decisions we make affect our life and cause us to do things. It doesn't matter what we say if we don't do the right things. Our motive, if it's always just to gain for self and gain for self, and no one else is ever in our world except us, then we make decisions based upon selfish motives. And it'll have the wrong effect upon our lives and eventually upon the lives of others. Wrong decisions are made when you follow the leadership and desires of the flesh. You see, this flesh never wants to do anything right. My flesh never wants to do right. It always wants to do the wrong thing. It always wants to take the path of least resistance. It always wants to be lazy. It always wants to cop out. It always wants to do the easy thing. If I ever do anything different than that, it's because I've made a choice to not allow the flesh to dictate what I'm going to do. And when you follow the leadership and the decisions of the flesh, you'll always make the wrong choice because your flesh doesn't like to do right. Now be honest. Be honest. This morning when you got up, even though you got an extra hour of sleep, maybe, that flesh want to tear into church? I mean, you had to make a choice. And you said, the flesh doesn't want to go, but by the time I get done showering it and shaving it and dressing it and putting some smell good on it, she's going to go because I'm not going to let it stay here.
Amen, brother.
But if we would have given in to the flesh, you know what we would have done? Every one of us would have stayed home.
Amen.
And laid around and just, so rainy outside, miserable outside, I'm just going to stay home. And so it is with every decision that we make. If we make it according to the desires of the flesh, it's always going to be the wrong decision, not the right decision. One day, God made a decision. Here's what God decided. God decided this. Man's in a mess. And he can't get himself out of the mess. So God chose to come down to this world as a man.
Amen.
He made a choice. Even though God is a spirit, even though God is almighty, all-powerful and sovereign, he made a choice, and that choice was to come down and be born of a woman and take on the form of a man and walk in flesh like you and I. Then he made another decision. He made a decision to lay down his life and die on the cross so that the people that were already here and had been here and the ones that would come in the future could have eternal salvation and eternal life.
Wonderful.
That's what God's decision was. So at the appointed time, he came down to this world. He was born of a virgin. He lived on this earth. And at 33 and a half years of age, he volunteered and laid down his life and died. But he didn't stay dead.
Amen.
He rose from the dead.
Yes.
And he rose from the dead to show and to prove to everyone that he was who he said he was, and that he had power over death, over sin, over hell, and over the grave. That he had power to give life to anyone that would make a choice. And the choice is this: if you'll have Jesus, he'll have you.
Amen.
And if you don't want him, you can choose that direction in life. But when it comes to eternity, he won't want you.
Amen.
The choice is yours. You say, well, I've made that choice, and I've trusted Jesus. Then he's given you another choice. Now you can serve him, or you can do what you want to do with your life.
Yeah.
If you serve him, there's great blessings, great happiness, and great rewards someday in heaven. If you don't serve him at the judgment seat of Christ, you'll lose out, even though you'll still be in heaven. God wants you to bring glory to him, but he gives you a choice. Do you want to choose to do that? You see, you must choose concerning Jesus, and you must choose concerning service to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I've made my choice. And some of you have made your choice.
Right.
You know what part of my job is? Part of my job is that if you've made the wrong choice, to try to get you to change so you make the right choice. But it's still your decision. I can't make the decision for you. It's still your choice. What are you going to do? David was told, you've messed up, you've sinned. Now there's three things that you can choose. Which of the three things? You know what he did? He cast himself on the mercy of the Lord.
Amen.
And said, Lord, you're right. You make the choice. And I'll bear it. Whatever it is. Choices. From the determined. Now you come out. In this life, and also in eternity, what choice will you make today? Let's stand and we'll have a word of prayer. Let's bow our heads, and we're going to sing an invitation to him here in a minute. But I want you to think about what was said. Wasn't said in a very eloquent way today. Maybe it wasn't even said in a very comprehensible way today. But it was just what the Lord wanted me to say. And he wanted me to say it because you're here. And you see, I have to remind myself every day, what choice am I going to make today? Am I going to choose to do the right thing or the wrong thing? And the longer you choose to do right, it's never completely easier, but it gets easier to make the decision to do the right thing. And if you're making the wrong choices, then it gets easier to do the wrong thing. So you got to change. You got to change. Our Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you would speak to the hearts of these people that are here today. Lord, I can't do anything to change them. I can't do anything to make them make the right choice or the right decision outside of present it to them like you would. Father, today I ask that your Holy Spirit would deal with them and show them the need of making the right choice. Lord, there's some in here today that have never trusted you as their Savior. They have a choice that they can make this morning. They can make it right now. Put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ and choose you and have salvation. Or they can do nothing, and in doing nothing, reject you and walk out lost. Lord, if there's someone in here today that's saved and they're making choices, but they're choosing the wrong thing, and it's not causing them to serve you, and it's not causing them to be a blessing, and it's not causing them to have a prosperous life, Father, help them to make the right choice. And may today be a day they drive down the peg. Say, by the grace of God, I'm going to start doing the right thing and making the right choices, not only for me, but for everyone around me. Now, Lord, help us. God, we're needy people. We need your help. We can't make the right choices without you. We ask that you would guide us in the things that we choose to do. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing this old invitation hymn as you're all on the altar. What page is it? 381. Page 381. And if the Lord has spoken to your heart, maybe you haven't made the right choices, but you want to start making the right choices, one of the best choices you can make is to get it right today. Today, right here, in this place. Whether you come down here or not, that's up to you. If you want to come down here and kneel at this altar and say, God, I'm surrendering, and by your grace, I'm going to make the right choice. By your grace, I'm going to try to do right. That's fine. If you don't come down, but you'll make that choice in your heart, and you say, for some reason, I just don't feel like walking down, but I know I need to make that choice, then you make it. You make it in your heart. Because it's going to determine the outcome of your life. You say, I'm not going to do anything today. I'm going to think it over. You made the choice. You made the choice. Okay, we're going to sing. As we sing, if you need to come and pray, you come. As we sing, on the first.